AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is on his way to Alaska and a sit-down with Vladimir Putin. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's long said he could end the war in Ukraine quickly. That hasn't happened, and today's summit could determine the war's trajectory.
We get along. There's a good respect level on both sides, and I think, you know, something's going to come of it.
Telling reporters on Air Force One he will not be happy if there's no ceasefire agreement reached today. The president's facing significant risks by inviting Putin onto U.S. soil, given the Russian leader's been ostracized since the Ukraine invasion. The German Marshall Fund's David Salvo says just being in Alaska lets Putin send a message.
That he is, again, back in sort of the good graces of the international community. That's important to President Putin.
Salvo warns Putin could use the summit to coax the president into a deal Ukraine doesn't want without President Vladimir Zelensky at the table. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Washington, D.C. is suing to block President Trump's takeover of its police department hours after the administration escalated its intervention by naming a federal official as the new emergency head of the department. Police Chief Pamela Smith says it would upend command structure and be a dangerous threat to law and order. Cad Chatterjee is with the group Free DC.
The reason they want to take over DC is because authoritarians always want to silence dissent. Now, are we going to let them do that?
People in Gaza are struggling to secure enough water for drinking and sanitation. Experts warn less than 3 liters per person per day is being delivered, a fraction of what's needed for drinking, cooking, and basic hygiene. Erin has strengthened into a hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing heavy rains that could cause flooding and landslides. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Now that residential rooftop solar tax credits have been scrapped, some homeowners are looking for a cheaper alternative.
Solar panels that plug into a standard AC outlet that can be positioned on a balcony. Craig Keenan in Baltimore just got one.
The amount of carbon emissions that we produce as a species is very, very unsustainable.
Alexis Abramson, a climate professor at Columbia University, describes how plug-in solar works.
Essentially, the microinverter synchronizes with your home's electricity and then is able to then send that electricity that's being converted in the solar panel from sunlight.
Plug-in solar system can run about $2,000 or less, but Abramson says it's likely not going to produce enough watts to run a microwave. Still, some plug-in solar companies say the interest and demand in plug-in solar have been overwhelming. I'm Donna Water.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.